manager of our Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy.
Being part of a major league team for any season is a privilege. It really is, and you can't forget that. We can't identify it as anything right now except that we're moving in the right direction.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Cannon and Dunphy.
All right, so the Skip is sleeping at the moment. If he wakes, he wakes. But oh, we do have him. Oh, I thought you said we didn't have him.
What are you talking about?
Oh, okay. So we have him on the line. Oh,
sorry, Murph.
Fantastic.
I mean, we.
Yeah, thanks.
Listen, no, man,
it would have been fine.
We would have excused it. Obviously, you finished at after 1 o'clock in the morning, our time, in what was.
Tell the truth, guys. Neither of you knew we won until this morning.
True,
you're right.
Absolutely. I don't think I made first pitch. But in fairness to us, we get up at 3 a.m. So we got up before you went to bed. And what a finish that Brewers fans, some of whom stayed up for all of it, others woke up to some great news.
It really was a wild finish. You know, the ballpark here is a little bit, plays a little differently. It's a beautiful place, plays a little differently. And, you know, they had a miraculous comeback in the 10th inning. And then, you know, we ended up beating them at 12. Chad Patrick, Uribe, pitched scoreless innings and extra innings, which is really, really hard to do. Yelich's base running in the 12th was sensational, stealing third and then advancing on a ball he should have been out on. It was great. Great for the guys to win like that.
Is it just the atmosphere? Is it the wind blowing out? I mean, some of those home runs were bombs, but others seemed like they were going to be pop flies that stayed in the field.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of well-hit balls, but the environment's different when you're playing an offensive place like that where there's altitude, the wind was blowing out, and it's just it's an offensive place like Colorado, maybe even more so last night. So, yeah, the guy's mindset is a little different. There's a lot of balls hit really hard, but the last homer they hit to tie it was hit 94 at 36 or something like that. That ball doesn't go out of any park in the major leagues.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy with us this morning as the Brewers win 15-14 in 12 innings over the A's. Murph, tons of Brewers fans in the house. I expected it in Vegas, but it sounded like over the weekend series in Colorado as well. I don't know if those are transplants, if they're people who are traveling, but that's got to feel awesome when you're on the road and you can hear our fans.
It really was. It was a great great contingent of guys, people, and most of them, you know, a lot of them came from Milwaukee, but some transplanted, but yeah, they were out in full force.
Kyle Harrison got hit pretty good yesterday. Anything that concerns you, or is that just baseball?
Well, I mean, if you watched the game, which obviously you didn't, but he gave up two ground balls in the infield that we misplayed, and that led to, you know, you give a major league team 5 and 6 outs because one of them was a double play ball, the other one was a certain out, and then possible double play. You give teams that many outs, you know, things happen. I thought he threw the ball okay. He didn't throw the ball his best, but he certainly pitched well. No concerns at all.
Trevor McGill, you know, you held out of the game. Anything, any update on his status?
Yeah, he's been a little sore. His side has been sore. We'll find out today if he's ready to go. We think he is, but we wanted to just be cautious, and luckily we were able to get through with great performances out of our pen. Kunal, who's a new guy who just joined us, who we just signed, was great. Grant Anderson was great. And to see Uribe and Patrick again, they were super.
Two more against the A's here before you head home, and I think Phillies are up next for us. Murph, as you approach these next couple of games, do you expect to continue on both sides? Do you expect to see a lot of offense? And is there some way that you approach that with your pitching staff and say, hey, man, you might get hit a little bit tonight. We got you. We're going to just come up with more runs than them.
Well, again, you have to be very cautious. The ball travels a little differently, even out of the pitcher's hand. So a curve ball doesn't curve as much. A sweeper doesn't move as much. Fastball doesn't have that sink sometimes or life it could have. And sometimes it reacts a little differently. So like in Colorado, when you're playing in altitude, you know, things can happen. So yes, I suspect more offense, but you know, that's not always the case, is it? Similar if you check the Rockies box scores.
Do you have to, since you're in Vegas, Murph, have a pre-visit talk with the guys? Just look, guys, I understand, but also just please don't get into trouble.
No, I have to talk to the staff more than I have to talk to the guys.
Right. Well, hopefully everybody behaves. It is going to be another 9:05 our time first pitch tonight, Brewers and A's. Thanks, Murph.
Thanks, guys.